Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
What the heck was that music?
I like it.
Okay, all right. It's Ron Birnbaum with Belinda Fuchs, who's the president of OwnYourMoney.com. And Belinda, what is costly habit number two?
Okay, so we'll get right into it. Costly habit number two is that people get anxious, angry, or afraid when they think about money. And what happens is these negative emotions linger inside of us and they flare up whenever a financial decision needs to be made. And it literally keeps people up at night. It causes them stress. It causes them physical anxiety. And people are really feeling that squeeze right now.
And that's an emotional squeeze, eh? And how does really these emotions about money affect their lives?
Well, it's really interesting because it's not so intuitive necessarily that the effect that emotions have on us would necessarily be a costly habit, but it absolutely is. What happens is both from a relationship standpoint that people take it out on their family, they take it out on their self. There's often a lot of guilt that you're not doing the best things that you could be doing with your money. And what I find oftentimes is that that guilt then causes more inaction instead of causing you to do anything about it. And especially if you had some behavior that you had in your past, then you might be holding on to guilt around that instead of learning today what you can be doing differently. And that's what's so cool even about that Money Mind Makeover class is that it could take you 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years even to develop these beliefs and behaviors. And in 1 3-hour program with me, it's amazing what's possible to be transformed and how that can change. And also what ends up happening is that, you talk about the effect on people's lives, is that people may blame their parents for not teaching them or for, they're just following their model. It's the number one cause of divorce. And it creates, for lack of a better word, stupid decisions with money. It's like we're not doing the smartest things that we can. And often people are kind of spinning their wheels. I spoke to a business owner recently, and what they were saying is that it's probably cost them something like $500,000 easily, they said. Because if you look at what it's costing them per week, per month, per year, of not taking the actions that they need to be taking in their business to really put themselves out there. An individual said, gosh, it's been years that I haven't gotten myself educated and gotten out of my own way. That's probably at least another $100,000 as a different person now. And so what's happening is that when people don't put a plan in place, they stay in this confusion and frustration, and it's just some of the worst emotions. And it hurts people from actually seeing the money that's right in front of them. And I have an exercise in the class that specifically addresses that. And it's amazing what starts to open up for people. This is why I get thank you notes for months and even a year after people have taken my programs because of how it changes people. And it's so funny because it's like, I gave the example of the toilet bowl. People are washing their money and then they're still saying, how do I afford something that's $100, $150, $350, $500, whatever it is for a program. But really, it's like, oh my gosh, am I losing $100,000 not doing it? I mean, the numbers are just shocking.
Okay, before we get to costly habit number three, let's go to the phones. Bobby in Braintree, you're on the Financial Consultants.
Good morning.
Hey, Bobby.
Good morning.
You have an answer to our trivia question, or do you have a question for Belinda and me?
I have an answer to the trivia question. Just under $1 million.
Well, just under $1 million isn't really specific enough. Okay, you have to be within $10,000. You're talking about a ton of dollar bills, right?
So yes.
What is exactly how much does that weigh?
Let's go for 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, 2,000 pounds. It weighs that. Okay, very good. You actually came up with our trick question, which was indeed under $1 million. It's actually worth 908 $1,000. So we'll make you a winner. So we will send you to your choice. What movie do you want to see?
Up.
Up. It is. And I don't even think that's released yet, so I don't know much about it. But
she's ahead of the curve.
Yes.
She'll up, be the first one there.
Up it is. Okay, Bobby, thanks for calling. Enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Movies. You are welcome. All right, Belinda, what is costly habit number three?
Okay, costly habit number three is, I know I need a clear plan for my future, but I don't know what I need or where to begin to make one. This no plan ends up really stopping people because they let procrastination take over, they waste valuable time, and they're missing out on opportunities every day. There's a great saying, when you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And I also think of it like no road will take you there because you're not doing what you can be doing. And pretty soon, you could be in your 60s looking to retire, wondering why you don't have any money to retire. So this is definitely an expensive one for people.
Hmm. What can somebody actually do about getting started with whatever plan that they need?
So it's, you know, the key thing here is to start to recognize what you can be doing versus all the things that you can't be doing. It's that idea of what you can control. And I like to think of it like an airline pilot without a flight plan. It's like, what are you going to do? Just get in the plane and say, okay, let's fly? You know, what are you risking there? What are the possibilities of flying into a mountain? What are the possibilities of running out of gas? You know, these are things that just people don't think about. And what I really want people to start to do is to recognize that they that there are steps that they can be doing, that they don't have to be hard, complicated steps that overwhelm them, but that they can really just get into action to be able to do it. And the can I mention just a little bit more about the program since we're about to wrap it up?
Certainly, go ahead.
It just seems particularly relevant at this point. So it's called the Money Mind Makeover Get a Plan because people leave the program with the specific action steps for them that they can be doing to get into action. And it starts to build momentum for people in a whole new way. The program is this Tuesday, May 19th. It's called the Money Mind Makeover Get a Plan. It starts at 6:30 p.m. in Boston. When people sign up, then we send them the specific location information. And it's jam-packed with over $5,000 in tips for people to both make and save more money. And it opens them up to all of the possibilities for the rest of their life. I mean, it's a life-changing event. And most people don't realize what is available to them and what it's costing them or their financial future to not do anything about this. And so when people come to the program, then they're able to figure that out. And for your listeners today, thank you for joining in. And there's a book that I support. I don't have my own book yet, but it's called Beyond Paycheck to Paycheck by Michael Rubin. I actually just interviewed him for my TV show coming out this month, too. And so if anybody signs up at ownyourmoney.com, right on the face of the website, you'll see a link for the Money Mind Makeover class. And when you sign up, just make sure that you said that you heard me on WBIX, the Financial Consultants, and I'll make sure that you get your book at the program. Again, that's Tuesday, the Money Mind Makeover Get a Plan course. We can always just call our offices at 617-268-0600. We can certainly just register you over the phone, too. Given that it's now Thursday morning, you want to get your registration in by, say, 6 o'clock tonight. Like, take action now. Use this as your wake-up call.
All righty.
Wow, there we go.
For another edition of the Financial Consultants. My thanks to everybody that listened and called in, and, of course, to my guest, Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com. This is Ron Birnbaum. Have a fabulous day.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants, which is responsible for its content.